What's good, everyone? I'm your host, Jubriel Chaparro, and I'll be introducing stories from our 9 interns who discuss our latest mouth-style issue, Wonder. Spices, flavor, and the strong scent that food produces. It makes us all crave for another bite. But what goes into producing such perfect meals? Join Jermaine as his journey to understand how the inner workings of a kitchen work.
Going out to eat, you only see the finished product. We never actually get to see the masterpiece that is presented to us. I know throughout my life, I have worked in few kitchens. No matter if it's volunteer work, helping out my mom, or just cooking for myself. Did you know the most common subject when talking about the kitchen is teamwork? I can definitely say it can be a little stressful when it comes to timing, wondering if your dish has the acquired taste, or even measuring out your ingredients. Today we are going to investigate the inner workings of a kitchen and what exactly goes behind the scenes of our dishes. With the help of chefs, cooks, and customers, we will find the answer to how a professional kitchen functions. Jessica Chandler has been cooking all her life and fell in love with baking and cooking.
Jessica Chandler, personal counselor.
Superproof says to make a signature dish, it's not what you put in your food. You can be the most talented chef on the planet, but if your ingredients are the second rate, your food will be too. But that doesn't mean for a moment that it's about luxury produce. It is simply about using the best of what's in season.
If I'm cooking, I'm pretty sure you're going to smell some fresh garlic, maybe some basil, things like that. If I'm baking, you're always going to smell some fresh vanilla or some chocolate.
Next is David Allen. David Allen is an aspiring chef who hopes to open his own restaurant. He is a licensed culinary artist, and I feel like it was very important to get a new perspective on the topic.
David Allen, a licensed culinary student.
According to Forbes magazine, professional kitchen elements such as kitchen appliances are designed to take tons of use and abuse. They are full of effective and beautiful components that you can also bring to your home.
Sugar, flour, a bread box, that just helps me keep order. So I like to go into a place and know exactly where things are.
In the kitchen, phrases vast and are often tweaked to fit the needs of a particular restaurant. There are at least a handful of phrases that are unfamiliar across most high volume restaurants.
I'm from a family that we have a lot of cooks in the family, you know, male and female. So it's passed on traditionally. My mom's a great cook herself. She worked cooking all her life as well. And just something that came easy to me and more of a passionate matter instead of like an occupation wise, you know, the way I look at it. It's more of a hobby. I love what I do. So, you know, I do this every day. Even when I'm not at work, I'm still cooking at home. So it's something I do continuously.
I'm definitely about teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, we do work as a team. We help each other out. We all have our individual tasks as well as, you know, it's a team task to get completed throughout the day. I have a really solid staff now. I got my morning crew, which is handling the prep and the food service right now. And then I have a night crew that's become real nice, solid people too. And I've been training them little by little. Not all of them had all the experience, you know, before I stepped into here. So that's something I had to train them up to date and change a few things just to improve service-wise and make it easier on everybody so the workload is not as heavy, you know.
This is Hyman. Hyman is one of the head chefs at a restaurant called Fodega. He expressed that he works with two different teams for two different work schedules. He also expressed that he started cooking as a hobby. Studies show that if you find a job that you love, you're most likely to stick to that as a career. In the end, we found out there are different types of people and different ways to run a kitchen. Exploring the sense of wonder has been a struggle. We learned what it takes to operate a busy kitchen, how important the value of teamwork is, what time and dedication it takes to become a chef, and you need extreme attention to detail when cooking and worrying about the product of your food. With this research, we have found many ways to run a kitchen. The question is, how would you run your kitchen?
After listening to these stories, has the sense of wonder sparked in you? If so, I encourage you to do the same as our interns and chase that feeling to the answers you are looking for. Thank you to our partners at Vocal and our partners at Ava Konovitz. To listen more to our stories in this series, go to mouthsauce.org and I'll catch you at the flip side.